We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, this is Alvin A. Craig, and we welcome you. We are indeed thankful for the privilege of presenting this gospel broadcast from week to week, and we are praying that it will be a blessing to each one of our precious listeners. So we trust that you will stay with us, trust the Holy Spirit will be able to use our broadcast to make it a blessing to your soul.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege we have of sharing the beautiful message of the gospel with this precious people today. We are thankful for each one in our congregation, and we know that you love each one. You see them, you know their need. If there be those who are outside the fold of God listening to this service, I pray that the Holy Spirit will visit them and help them to know that to live for Christ is joy unspeakable and full of glory. So we pray the Holy Spirit will work in and through this broadcast service today, minister to hearts and bless souls. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
An old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary.
Our subject for today's broadcast, To Be a Christian. I will read one verse of Scripture from the first Psalm. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. There is a negative side to a Christian experience, and there is a positive side. To become a Christian, one must renounce all sin, for sin forever. He must die to sin, to wicked associates, to unholy indulgences. He must give up every bad habit. Sometimes the renouncing of sin means to suffer the loss of relatives and friends, and it may also cause persecution. But nevertheless, these things are required if we're going to become a true Christian. Paul suffered the loss of all things, he said, even things that were of a gain and of a profit to him, but he gave them up because he counted them loss for Christ. That's recorded in Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 11. And Paul saw that it was necessary for him to give up his own personal desires and ambitions to have the approval of Almighty God and to be a true follower of Christ. And the same standard is held for the people today. There are many things the Christian must abstain from and avoid. He must keep clear of. God's grace is abundantly sufficient to enable one to do this. We are to avoid even the very appearance of evil. Whenever we are truly a child of God, we do not want to be acting like, or looking like, talking like, or going to places that are forbidden for Christians. So there are things that we must abstain from. There are things that we must avoid and we must keep clear of. Now, Psalms 1:1 deals with the negative aspect of the Christian experience and life. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So we read in Romans 8:1. Now we cannot avoid mingling and associating with ungodly people. We are not to go up in some mountain somewhere and be monks. So we cannot avoid mingling with and associating with ungodly people. We must meet with them at our work, in our business relations, and sometimes even in our homes. But we need not partake of their sins, nor follow their suggestions or advice, their counsel or their ways and seats, not to be ours. No, their ways, their thoughts, their seats are not to be ours. We are to avoid and shun the very appearance of evil, I say. And the psalmist said that to be blessed of the Lord, we must not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Jesus, I say, mingled with people. He attended weddings, feasts, and even ate with sinners and hypocrites. But he did not become contaminated by so doing. He kept pure, and he always left a good influence on others. So can we, by the grace of Almighty God. We are to follow peace with all men, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord, and we shall give up that which is ungodly, and walk in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, so the prophet Ezekiel said. And we go on here in Psalm 1, nor standeth in the way of sinners. No small part of genuine Christian living consists in avoiding evil. The way of the sinner is downward, hellward, and it robs you of true manhood. Sin never elevates. Sin is always downward. And as the way of true singers sing, sometimes sin will take you further than you want to go. It'll cost you more than you want to pay, and it'll keep you longer than you want to stay. The way of sinner, I say, is downward, hellward, and it robs you of true manhood. It promises much, but ends in disappointment, woe, and misery, both here and hereafter. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. So we read here in our text, Psalm 1:1. When people reach this condition, become scornful and disdainful, their case is almost hopeless. Their attitude toward Christian or Christianity is one of contempt. And their case, I say, is almost hopeless. Whenever they begin to mock Christianity and ridicule it, as Esau did, you know, the Bible says that Esau was a profane person. A profane person is one who has no regard for holy things, righteous things, or godly things. And so the Bible says here in our text today that we are not to sit in the seat of the scornful. Let me read here from the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, beginning with verse 24. Because I have called, and you refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh when your calamity comes. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. We see from this passage of Scripture that it is possible for people to go so far, resist God so long, and show a very wicked and ungodly attitude to the point where the Spirit of God will leave them, never to convict them, never to draw them. As the Scripture says, I will not hear them. This idea that people can get saved whenever they want to is a mistaken idea. We cannot live a sinful and wicked and ungodly life, be profane and disrespectful to the things of God forever, and expect in the end God will be merciful and save us. Now, I'm not saying that a person cannot be saved because they have been sinful or ungodly. Everybody has been sinful and ungodly until the Lord saved them. But whenever we do, despite to the Spirit of God, we need to remember, as God said in the book of Genesis 6 and 3, my Spirit shall not always strive with man. So we need to be careful what we say. We need to be careful with the attitude that we take, lest the Lord forsake us, and whenever we want to call upon him, he will not hear us. This is possible, and we need to take warning from this passage of Scripture. Now, there is a positive side to a Christian experience. Psalm 1 and 1 tells us that blessed, or in other words, happy, is the person who steers clear of all these conditions that we have been dealing with so far in the broadcast. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So Matthew 5 and 8 tells us. Salvation consists not only in being delivered from many things that are accursed to man and will doom his soul in eternity, but salvation also means receiving many good and profitable things here and eternal life hereafter. One of these positive elements is divine love within. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So Paul wrote to the Romans, Romans 5 and 15. Yes, whenever you become a Christian, and that's our subject for today, to be a Christian. Whenever you become a Christian and you are filled with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost sheds abroad in your heart the love of God. So salvation consists not only in being delivered from the sinful things of this world, and it does include that, but it is not limited to that. It is also something that gives us happiness, peace, joy in this time world, and eternal life in the world to come. So I say one of the positive elements is divine love, the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And when we are saved, we love God supremely. We are to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we love God's people. And we love our enemies. Yes, we love everybody. This idea that Christians hate certain people because of their lifestyle, no. We hate their lifestyle, but a Christian does not hate anyone. We love lost sinners and labor for their salvation. We love the whole truth. One of the reasons why this broadcast is on the air is not only to encourage and to enlighten Christians, but our desire is that we might point souls to the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. For the Bible says that it pleased God through the foolishness of preaching. And Jesus gave the disciples the commission shortly before he returned to the Father, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." This broadcast can be heard around the world, not only by shortwave, but also on the internet and on various stations that we are on, not only in the United States, but in other nations as well. And we are doing this with a sincere desire of helping souls to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Whenever a person becomes a true Christian, they want to see other people become Christians. Another positive element received in salvation is soul rest. Jesus said, "I will give you rest." The Old Testament seventh-day Sabbath was a type of the soul rest that we have in Christ. The Israelites had been slaves in Egypt, laboring there 7 days a week under cruel taskmasters. But when God, through Moses, led them out of that bondage, he gave them a day of remembrance. They were to remember how that they were delivered from slavery. So the seventh-day Sabbath of the Old Covenant was a type of the soul rest that we have in Jesus Christ today. "Yes, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you." In salvation, we are given peace, peace like a river. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1. Along with this peace, the Lord gives us joy. There's joy in the Lord. And finally, the Lord gives us a new heart, and he gives us the divine nature, and he gives us the Holy Spirit to live in us and to lead us, to empower us, and to help us to know and to do the will of God. Psalm 1:2 says, concerning this positive side of Christianity, "His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Some may need to have a book burning and get rid of some of the trash that is in their home. As we read in the book of Acts, they had a big bonfire there in one place, as recorded in the book of Acts. And it may be that some people today need to have some book burning and burn up some of the trash, some of the filth that you have in your home. Begin to read the Word of God. It'll edify the soul. It will enlighten you. It will strengthen you. It will encourage you. It will help you. Delight in God's law builds a strong, pure, noble character. It makes men and women stable, pure, reliable, refined, and elevated in moral quality and usefulness. I recommend Christianity to one and to all. From a personal standpoint, I thank God for saving me in my youth. I have thought many times, where would I be today? What would be my lot? Would I even be living if it had not have been that the Lord saved me in my youth? He not only forgave me of my sins that I was guilty of, but he has kept me from a sinful life more than 65 years. I thank God for the love that brought Jesus into this world, and I thank the Lord Jesus for loving me so much that he gave his life so that I could have life. So I do recommend salvation, the Christian life. No, I'm not talking about card signing or baptism alone or joining some church. I'm talking about coming to Christ with a broken and a contrite heart, repenting of and forsaking your sins. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. And by the saving grace of God, we can do it, and you can do it. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing. If so, we invite you to write us and let us know. Our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That a postal address again, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. However you may communicate with us, it would be an encouragement to us if you would let us know. Our broadcast is a blessing to you. Now, our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. That's www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can listen to a number of our broadcasts if you have missed any. You may also read our monthly Way of Truth magazine. And you can join us in our services, for they are broadcast live. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and of course that's Eastern time. And our evening worship service begins at 6. So we invite you to be with us, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Avenue Craig. We thank you for listening to the broadcast today. And we invite you to tune in this station next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Once like a bird in prison I dwelt, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. Then Jesus came and whispered to me, and glory to God, He set me free. He set me free, yes, He set me free. And He broke the bonds of prison for me. I glory them, my Jesus, to see. For glory to God, He set me free. Goodbye to sin and things that confound. None of this world can turn me around. Daily I'm working, I'm praying too, and glory to God I'm going through. He set me free, yes, He set me free, and He broke the bonds of prison for me. I glory them, my Jesus, to see. For glory to God, He set me free. Now I am climbing higher each day. Darkness of night has drifted away. My feet are black.